Marketing Radio Network. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Griff is on sabbatical, and I'm CJ Jacinto, Lee's guest co-host for today. So ask us anything eBay at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
Oh, CJ, it's so nice to have you here with me today. I appreciate it. So who's doing all your listing today?
I get to do that when I go home.
So you do it by yourself?
I do it all myself.
Everything?
Everything.
The listing, the product sourcing.
I have a little help with product sourcing, and I have help with shipping. Other than that, it's all mine.
What's the help with product sourcing?
Well, MJ is very good at spending money, so we have a lot of help with product sourcing.
So she goes out and buys it, and buys a lot of stuff and brings it home. That's good. And then she helps you with shipping a little bit, too?
She does the shipping, and she does a lot of the buying, but she never really buys it for eBay. She buys it for herself, and then when she gets tired of it, I get to sell it.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like a good partnership to me.
Actually, one of the best ones we ever had was she spent a quarter for a paperweight and then decided it was time to dust it, which meant it was time to sell it, and gave it over to me. And I did a little bit of research on eBay, which is my favorite research tool. It said O and F on the bottom. So I found out that meant Orient and Flume. And when I got those two keywords correct, that paperweight sold for $285.
Oh, my. And you took her out to dinner.
Absolutely.
You better believe you did. Oh, that's, I love those stories. She paid a quarter, used it for a while, and then, as you say, when it was time to dust it, it was time to get rid of it. I love that story. Thank you. Guess who's on the line with us?
I hope it's Oilerman.
It is. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Lee. Hi, everyone. Oh, how are you today?
We're fine. I wish that Griff were here today.
Me
he
too.
Would be so proud of our little boy going off into top-rated seller college.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
I was thrilled.
So how did you find out?
I was on Facebook, and Kathy Terrell put up a post, you know, are you a top-rated seller? And I said no. And then I said, well, let me check. And I checked my seller hub, and lo and behold, it said I was. And I checked the listing, and there it was. Big as life, a big star, yellow, top-rated, plus... I almost fell on the floor.
Congratulations. So and now you get that 20% discount.
Oh, I do?
You sure do.
I haven't even thought about that. I just want to thank all you guys, everyone that helped me. And I can't get a swell head now. I've got to keep pushing, keep working, keep getting better and better and better. And I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to do the job and do the job right and keep working and just think of taking care of customers and listening to you guys and learning.
The two most important things I just heard was I'm going to keep doing it and taking care of customers.
And I like what he said about I'm not going to worry about it because, you know, Ron, it's so funny. And CJ, it is funny. So many people have said to me, I just made top rated seller. Oh my God, I'm so scared. they're afraid they're going to lose it. And I say, so what? You'll get it back.
I
know that that's a little offhanded, but it's true. And Ron has been listening.
I've lost top rated seller twice.
CJ has lost it twice, Ron.
Wow. CJ, that's something.
So Ron, I don't know if you heard me at the beginning of the show talk about you, but,
Agnes called me downstairs, and I got back and heard the tail end.
You'll have to listen back to it.
I will. But, I'll go to archives.
But, Ron, here's the deal. I watched you carefully during these last several months. For those of you who don't know who Ron is Oilerman 21 on eBay, and he came to us when he was an absolute newbie selling on eBay. And Griff and I decided to take him on as a project. And he did so well. He called every show. But the one thing that stands out to me about you, Ron, is you were not afraid to ask the questions.
That's right. If you don't ask the question, that's a mistake.
Well, I think what a lot of eBay sellers do when they're new, though, is they run into a problem and they just leave it. And they say, well, shoot, this is too hard. I'm just going to stop. But you just kept asking the right questions. You would run into a challenge. You would ask a question. Most of the time, Griff was able to help you. Griff and I did some listing dishes for you. And at one point, you finally got up to that five. And by the way, Betsy just told me that I've heard this so many times, but this time I think it's really so, that those towels are coming. Those dish towels are coming. Thank God. Okay. Just in time for Griff to come back from sabbatical and sign them, basically, is what's going on. But Ron, I just give you all my respect and honor you, and we're dedicating the whole show to you today.
And we're so delighted.
What an honor. We're so
and a thrill. You guys are wonderful. You've been my inspiration.
Well, when Griff comes back, you've got to come back on again. In fact, we should have Ron on for a whole segment. We should have you come on for a whole segment. Let's talk about your journey. I think that would be very interesting. Okay.
That will be wonderful. I'll think about that and put some thoughts down. I'd love to do that. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I hope everything works out for Griff. He's got my prayers, and Howie too.
I heard everything's going well. I think Howie has gotten back into his theater stuff because I noticed he was putting out some Facebook posts about it. So I think Howie's getting back out into the world, and Griff is taking lessons on how to do that home dialysis. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting that word, and I shouldn't because my father was on it for a long time. But he's learning home dialysis so he can take care of Howie at home. And
it's so much easier in the house than having to make that horrible trip.
You better believe
it. And some people have to; they have no choice. But
well, I can tell you that if Griff were here, he would say, "Good job, son. Way to go." Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey. So glad he called in. Love that guy. Honest to goodness. What a fella he is. And to watch him come from absolutely nothing to become a top rated seller in just a few months does my soul good. So, Darmesh from Willowbrook, Illinois, known on eBay as Sell Term, first time listener and first time caller. Darmesh, thank you so much for calling. What's your question or comment?
Just to want to thank you, everyone, to join me in. I just started my business, and I just want to be listening all these good tips from all of you guys. And if I have any further question, I will join and ask. But for right now, I just have a few items unlisted. But just want to just say hello and join the voice call, you know?
Well, Darmesh, thank you for that. So you went back and listened to a bunch of the old shows?
Just kind of, first time. So kind of getting to know all these things, you know?
Well, listen, do you have any questions for us today about selling on eBay?
I just want to be with one of the questions about how we can sell our products, which is kind of, people are looking. And same items when I putting in my regular browser, it doesn't show up to me for the coming up faster, so I don't know how I do that.
Each browser looks a little bit different So it's a very technical question that I'm sorry we can't answer for you, because it depends on which browser and which device you're looking in.
So, what browser are you using, just out of curiosity?
We are using the Google Chrome, you know.
The Chrome? What do you use, CJ?
I use Google Chrome.
I'm having a little problem with Google Chrome, and I had to switch to another one. It wouldn't, it was doing something crazy with the Seller Hub. What is the problem you're having, Dharmesh?
The problem I'm having is, I've been listing my item for a few days, but I had a certain limit about my selling limit. But as far as,
okay, here's what I'd like you to do. If you could send me email, lee@voicemarketing.com.
Okay.
lee@voicemarketing.com. It's also one of the tabs on the player you're listening to us on right now. If you would send me email explaining your exact issue, I'll make sure somebody takes a look at it for you. Okay, Dharmesh?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you so much for being a first-time caller and a first-time listener. How about that, CJ?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Welcome.
Lori Ann from San Jose, California, known on eBay as CLB Collectibles. Would you hold on for us? We'll be right back. You're listening to eBay Radio.
This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution, because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998, when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit: Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 381.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. Many shared a tip or two at the microphone for a better eBay experience.
I take the eBay packing tape and I cut it off where it just says the word eBay, and I use them as stickers on my packages inside, on my packages outside, on the label. I put it on the bottom, on the front, so it just has that pop when they get in the mail.
Hi, my name is Debbie, and my tip is, on eBay you buy rolls of stickers that say, scan me now, please, thank you. And I put them on all my packages so the post office remembers to scan every package for me.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio open phone phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
Griff is not with us today. I'm CJ, Lee's guest co-host. This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Feel free to give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's toll-free. Our number is 888-723-4630.
And CJ, we have Lorianne on the line with us. When last we left, we were going to say, what is your question or comment? She's known as, is it CLB Collectibles?
Yes, CLB Collectibles.
And what is your question or comment?
I have a secret word, Lee.
Yay, what is it?
It's something that my father-in-law, who's a total cowboy, says all the time, and I believe it is cattywampus.
That is exactly right. CJ was just saying her mother used to say that, and I remember people in the South saying that. Something was cattywampus. What does it mean?
Well, I Googled it, and it pretty much means like askew or not in line. So something that's just wily, I guess.
Yeah, and I knocked it over, and the whole thing was cattywampus.
Yeah. Or the oaky front yard is cattywampus or whatever it pertains to, I guess.
Oaky front yard?
Yeah, oaky front yard, you know, it's a bunch of cow stuff and trailers and junk and, you know, Stanford and Son.
Down south, too. Yeah.
Yep.
Cars up on cinder blocks.
Oh, my, yes, definitely.
The South was CC&Rs waiting to happen all over the place, believe me.
Oh, Lord.
Well, this is great. So what do you sell on eBay, Lorianne?
Oh, Lee, me and my husband, Craig, we buy storage units. So that's where we get our inventory. So just about anything that is, you know, new in package or antique or collectible or just awesome and eBay worthy, I'm the eBay girl. And I know you guys talk a lot about niches, and I was kind of noticing when I did my categories in my store, we definitely have a baseball glove niche. That's pretty much we sell probably 20 a week of baseball gloves, new and collectible.
How'd you get into that?
My husband's a baseball fanatic, and we have a flea market. I could probably throw a rock and hit it right now, and it's open 5 days a week. And people just constantly are selling baseball gloves out there for next to nothing. And he knows his stuff. My husband, Craig, he knows his stuff. So he buys them for, you know, $3, $2, you know, really nice ones, maybe 10 or 20 bucks. And then I turn them around and sell them for 50, 100. Depends on what it is. I mean, a baseball glove, a premium one, can sell up to like $300. So it's amazing. It's definitely awesome.
So did you ever buy one of these lockers and you open it and you're so disappointed?
Oh, my God, all the time. Yeah. All the time.
You say, oh, my God, I can't believe I bought this crap.
Yeah, well, he's addicted to seeing the dust and the cobweb. And dust and cobwebs could either mean extremely old, antique, awesome, killer stuff, and then just a gold mine, or it could just mean old, dirty junk. So,
and if it doesn't have cobwebs, doesn't it mean that somebody's been in there recently?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's pretty amazing what people leave behind, you know. Or And it's kind of sad because you never know the situation upon what happened for them to be losing their stuff. And occasionally someone will be there trying to get their stuff back, and that's kind of an awkward situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but we've loaded our trailer and given stuff back to people. You know, it's hard to leave your heart at home and be a jerk and say, well, I bought it, now it's mine, when they're standing there asking for all
it was my Aunt Lillian's lamp. I can hear it now. Oh, my.
All the time. But we give their personal stuff back, their paperwork, pictures, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We find ashes, all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh,
so,
no.
How did
Grandma's ashes were in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We've even taken some to the ocean and let them free because there was no one left in the family to give them back to. So it's it's awesome and it's rough and it's emotional and it's killer. Just it's a cool business, so, but it's a lot of work, so yes.
So what did you, how about the other extreme, one that you opened up and said, oh my God, one that was so good?
We got a vault. Well, like if you went to like a public storage or extra space, that's like a facility. We got a vault which had been moved across the country, kind of like a pod. I don't know if you guys know it.
Yeah.
They put them on the back of the truck.
Sure.
And move like from here, from California to Michigan or something. They'll take your stuff. Well, we got this, I think they were French, this family. And I mean, there was a box that said Grandpa's coin collection, and usually you're like, oh yeah, Grandpa's coin collection, it's not gonna be, and it'll be all paperwork or something else. Well, we opened everything. There was a perfume bottle collection that didn't end. That was this antique perfume bottle. They were all categorized. The lady was a collector. There was autographed Shirley Temple, autographed Disney stuff. I still have Ernest. Remember Ernest Goes to Jail?
Oh yeah.
Ernest T. Worrell. I have an autographed hat from the movies that he was in, but I don't have a COA for it, so I can't really put it on. But that locker, everything in it was awesome. Everything. So there was no garbage, all just killer antiques.
Do you remember how much you made from it?
$900 we bought it for, and I think I might even still have some stuff on eBay from it. It probably made $9,000 or $10,000 in the end.
Lorianne, congratulations. Send me email, lee@voicemarketing.com, saying you won the secret word.
This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
Stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.